Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Roger Gonzalez of CBSSports.com is back to talk soccer with us, and there's a lot going on. How you been, Roger?
Doing great. How are you guys?
I'm all right. So let's start with the women. What did you think of their performance thus far and then today against England to reach another, their third straight World Cup final?
Yeah, I think they've been so good with a mixture of lineups, with some injury issues as well, and for them to continue to play at such a high level has been super impressive. Like you said, third straight World Cup final. I think they're going to be the strong favorite no matter who they play on Sunday. And they just keep getting the job done. People continue to doubt Jill Ellis, but she's undefeated in the World Cup over two tournaments. I think that speaks for itself.
Can I just say that, like, from a perspective of someone that isn't, you know, deeply entrenched in it, I like it and everything. You and I have talked soccer a lot over the years. You know I like it. But I have to say, this is just me. I feel as though am I wrong that they feel like these women on this team feel like everybody hates them or something? Is there not some kind of paranoia going on with the whole, like, everybody's out to get us, and they don't like the way we celebrate, they don't like the way we score goals, they don't like the way we outscore everyone? Have they actually carried it too far with the whole woe is me act?
Well, you know, I mean, certainly some people think that they're arrogant, how they celebrate. Other people think they're just, you know, playing hard every game and not going light against any opponent. But there's a tabloid in England that came out with something the other day about, you know, them being arrogant and, you know, people not liking them. And, you know, I think they, you know, they use it sometimes as motivation. They know they've got a target on their back as the best team in the world and the reigning champion. So I think it's certainly a factor for them in their determination, and it's something that they like to use to try to motivate it. But I don't think it's anything that, you know, they're really too concerned about. And I think some people will take the celebrations as a bit too much, and other people will take it as them just, you know, putting in the final dagger and getting the job done.
So Roger Gonzalez with us. That's funny to me, listening to someone in France or England talk about being stuck up. I mean, are you kidding me? The French people can't stand Americans. And English people, are you kidding me? We hear more about that royal family than we do about any, literally anyone ever. I mean, there is no one that gets more publicity for no reason whatsoever than that royal family. I mean, they talk about this chick, Markle, like she's Jesus Christ. And I honestly, I can't stand it. So, like, hearing them say we're stuck up is the funniest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah, I mean, personally, I've got nothing against the English because my great-grandma was from England, but I can certainly see why it would rub some people the wrong way.
So let me ask you this question. The Rapinoe woman has certainly been controversial. Is that really what they were after this year at the World Cup, was to go over and see how many people they could upset? I mean, not playing soccer either. I'm just talking about with their politics and their, they love the television cameras. They can't get enough of going on and doing all this activism stuff.
Yeah, they're certainly using their platform with everyone watching to speak about issues that they think, you know, that they consider important to them. And it's, you know, certainly ruffled some feathers with certain comments that maybe, you know, people think, you know, getting into the political side is just, you know, you're going to upset some people, and then you're also going to get some people on your side. And I think it certainly raised the exposure of the team. There's people watching it that maybe wouldn't before. Unfortunately, it feels like there's some people who are watching it because they want them to lose based on what some of the comments that they don't agree with. But, yeah, they've certainly, you know, it's been beyond more than just soccer this tournament. We've seen the, you know, the equal pay fight as well that's been going on. So there's certainly a lot of topics outside of soccer involving this team, and it's something to keep an eye on that, you know, really, who knows how some of this stuff is going to turn out.
And they're not, but I'll say this, like, all that stuff to me is meaningless, their whole ranting about everything politically. But I have to tell you, they have kicked everyone's ass. Like, France was allegedly the biggest competitor that they were worried about. They kicked their ass. Then England was another one that's so highly ranked that everybody said they're dangerous. They just kicked their ass. I mean, I don't care what anybody says. 2-1, 1-0, 3-0. If you win, you kick their ass. In soccer, they just in the World Cup, it's one and done. You get to the knockout stage, you win. If you win, you got it done. So they kicked all the best teams' asses. It would appear to me and you, I'm guessing, that they're going to go on Sunday and just roll through this thing. No matter what, I think they'll win. I don't even care what the score is. They'll beat Netherlands or Sweden.
Yeah, you know, they've already beaten Sweden in this tournament 2-0, and I think they'll certainly be confident. I think the Netherlands is a team that can give them a little bit of trouble because of some of the really good players they have in attack. But, you know, this U.S. team is the gold standard right now in world soccer. No country has won more than them. Only one country has won more than one, with Germany winning 2 times. And the U.S. could get their 4th title. So I think, you know, regardless of who they play, they have to feel so good about their chances. And for them to beat England without Megan Rapinoe, I think it just shows the depth that this team has and that they're destined to win it all.
Roger Gonzalez with us. What do you think of Brazil against Argentina tonight in the Copa? They beat them 2-0. And once again, I hate to say it, but it's true, Messi and Argentina, it's just never meant to be in anything.
Yeah, personally, it sucked. I was watching with my wife and my father-in-law, who are both from Argentina, and it's just, you know, disappointment for them once again. Brazil being at home, and that's certainly a huge advantage for them. And Argentina is just it's messy. It's a diamond surrounded by loads of garbage that just don't mesh together well. It's just a mess, and I didn't think they had much of a chance, you know, anyways. And now it's time to kind of hit the reset button and maybe try to rebuild this whole thing. You know, this will tick you off. Their coach, Lionel Scaloni, has never coached a professional game before this tournament. Like, he was just, like, brought on as, like, a youth coach who had never proven himself, and he certainly didn't do it this tournament either.
Wow. I didn't know it was that desperate. So tomorrow, Chile and Peru in the other semi. Who do you like there?
I think the Chileans, you know, they've made the last 2 tournaments. The tournament finals, they're a team that really has, you know, players who are difficult to deal with, very physical players. Peru's a team that got through beating Uruguay. I don't know how. I mean, they were outshot by a whole bunch, and it went to penalty kicks. And so I like Chile's chance to get to a 3rd straight final, and they could give Brazil a game.
So the Gold Cup going on right now, Haiti and Mexico in one semi right now in Glendale, Arizona. It's scoreless at the half. Do you think Mexico will finish them off? And then who do you like in the USA-Jamaica game tomorrow night in Nashville?
Yeah, I mean, all signs point to a Mexico-USA final. But, you know, USA has been far from impressive at this tournament, especially even before the tournament with some of these friendlies. They lost to Jamaica in a friendly for this cup. I'd like to think the U.S. has enough to get through. But, you know, when you're beating Curacao 1-0, I think you certainly have to be concerned. So I wouldn't really be surprised if the U.S. loses, but my expectation is for them to win.
So who are you taking in that Netherlands, Sweden? Are you on which side?
Yeah, I think Netherlands, just because they've got some really good players in attack. They've got a player who, Miedema is her name. She's got like 60 goals for the national team. She's the leading scorer all time, and she's only 22. So she's got an unbelievable scoring record. And, you know, the U.S. sometimes shows some issues in defense. So I think the Netherlands will go through, but I have the U.S. winning the final for sure.
So what? It's next summer in Qatar, right? The Men's World Cup.
Be 3 years from now, 2022.
Oh, is that when it is? So
yeah.
Next year there's nothing at all?
Next year there's Euro 2020.
Oh, what a thrill.
And another Copa America.
Oh, I thought the World Cup. So we still got to wait 3 more years?
Yeah, because it was last year.
Oh, I lost track. It was so exciting, I forgot. Anyway, listen, I'm not kidding. I love soccer, but I thought it was next year. What do I know? At least the women play Sunday for the World Cup. They're going to win another one. I wonder if they'll give everyone the finger after they win, because they've done everything else. Like, everyone, they drank tea today, but everybody thought she was smoking a joint. Did you see that?
Yeah, she came out after on Twitter and said it was the tea. Of course, you had people like Piers Morgan saying it was her smoking. And yeah, just another kind of headlining moment for the U.S. at this World Cup. There's been no shortage of them.
What are they going to say about that woman, Ellis, when she wins the World Cup? That she sucks as a coach then? I mean, honestly.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how you continue to doubt her. I mean, some of the moves that she's made, sometimes people will question tactically why she would do certain things. But, you know, like I said, when you haven't lost a World Cup game, I think it's, you know, it's time to quiet those doubters for sure.
All right, Roger, great stuff, man. Thanks for coming on the bench. Enjoy the rest of the Gold Cup and Women's World Cup.
Thank you very much. You guys take care.
All right, Roger Gonzalez of CBSSports.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.